All right, so get ready because today we're going to do a deep dive into a brand that's almost more like a cultural phenomenon than just a fast food chain, In-N-Out Burger. I bet you've heard people talk about it like it's legendary, especially if you don't live on the West Coast. It's reached mythical status in some places. For this deep dive, we've got some background info on In-N-Out, and we also watched the CNBC video about how they became so successful. What we really want to know is how did In-N-Out get such a devoted following and become this massively successful with what seems like a pretty simple formula?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing here is this idea of authenticity and how In-N-Out has cultivated that. If you watch that CNBC video, they talk to a bunch of customers who call it the real deal. And everyone talks about how committed they are to using fresh, high-quality ingredients.
Totally. And everybody keeps bringing up this trifecta of affordability, consistency, and quality. But I kind of wonder how much of that feeling that In-N-Out is authentic is because it's not everywhere. Like, does the fact that you can't get it just anywhere make it seem even more special or something worth craving?
Oh, yeah. I think that plays a big part. There's definitely this sense of exclusivity, like it's some kind of secret club. You have to be in the know to get it. You can see how that plays out in those crazy long lines that In-N-Out is famous for. It's almost like a cycle, you know?
Yeah.
The longer the lines are, the more it seems like it must be worth it, and the more people want it, that whole fear of missing out thing.
Okay, so scarcity makes people want it more. We get it. But what I find interesting is that it seems like this limited availability is a choice they're making. Like, it's part of their strategy. The video compares them to McDonald's, saying that McDonald's has basically become a real estate company. They're all about rapid expansion and franchise deals. But In-N-Out is privately owned, and they've been very deliberate about growing slowly.
Right. And that whole private ownership thing is super important for understanding their success. It gives them so much control, way more than most public companies. They don't have shareholders breathing down their necks demanding profits every quarter or pushing them to open a ton of franchises. One of the experts in the video said, since they're privately held, they don't really have to ever consider anyone's whims but their own.
Wow, that's a great point. So they're free to focus on keeping the quality high and making sure their brand stays consistent. And they don't have to deal with all that external pressure, which actually ties into another reason they're so successful, that their menu is so simple.
Absolutely. They have, a few burger options, fries, shakes.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. That streamlined menu lets them focus on doing those few things really, really well. It also makes everything run more smoothly. And again, it reinforces this perception of quality. You know, sometimes less is more.
Yeah, but then there's that whole secret menu thing, which, let's be honest, isn't really a secret anymore. You can find it online everywhere. It's even on their website.
Right, but it's still presented as this insider knowledge. Like, it's a way for customers to feel like they're part of some special community, kind of like a secret handshake or something, a way to order off menu and get something unique.
It's really smart marketing when you think about it.
Right.
It gets people talking about In-N-Out. It encourages word of mouth. And it makes customers feel like they have some ownership over their order.
Mm-hmm.
It taps into that same human desire for exclusivity and belonging that we were just talking about.
Totally.
You know, that need to feel like you're part of something special.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing that builds that sense of community, the way they treat their employees. The CNBC video talked about how In-N-Out is known for being good to its workers. There was even this one customer who talked about how friendly the service always is. He said, they have a lot of employees. They're never understaffed. You always know that you're going to get a friendly experience.
Yeah, that's true. I noticed that, too. They really seem to get that if the employees are happy, then the customers will be happy, too. It's not just about the food. It's about the whole experience you have when you're there.
Right. And their approach to employees is pretty different from what you usually see in the fast food industry. They pay more than minimum wage. And they give their employees chances to move up and get promoted. They have these whole training programs, too. You know, the fast food industry is known for having high turnover, but In-N-Out's turnover rate is super low.
Mm. Do you think that's part of why they're so consistent? I mean, if your employees really care about their jobs and they're invested in the company, wouldn't that mean they're going to make a better product? And wouldn't that create a more positive experience for the customers?
Oh, for sure. When employees feel valued and respected, they're going to take more pride in their work.
Mm.
They're going to go the extra mile. And that creates this positive atmosphere that customers definitely pick up on. You know, it's kind of like that virtuous cycle we were talking about before.
Okay, so we've got this super successful burger chain. It's privately owned. They're obsessed with quality. And they've basically become a cultural icon in some parts of the country. But now they're kind of at this turning point. Our notes mention that they're expanding eastward, all the way to Tennessee. Could this be the start of a nationwide In-N-Out empire?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can they keep their unique identity in the way they do things as they move further and further away from their West Coast roots?
I mean, think about it. It's one thing to build this cult brand image when you're relatively small and you're only in one region. But is it possible to hold on to that mystique when you get bigger and bigger and more people have access to you?
That's a challenge a lot of brands run into. And there are some hurdles In-N-Out's going to have to think about, like how are they going to protect their brand from copycats as they expand into new markets?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that lawsuit they filed against DoorDash back in 2015? DoorDash added them to their platform without asking.
Oh, yeah. They are really protective of their brand image and how their product is presented.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with how much they emphasize quality. And that whole in-person experience you get it in out.
Right.
And then there's that whole thing with digital ordering and delivery.
Yeah.
That's just exploded in the past few years. Like the CNBC video said, it's the Amazonification of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So how can In-N-Out adapt to that? They're a brand that's built on this very traditional way of doing things.
Yeah.
Where you go to the restaurant, you wait in line, you see the burgers being made fresh.
That's a really good point, because so much of what makes In-N-Out special is that experience of actually being there. Going to the restaurant, waiting in line, seeing the burgers being made right in front of you. It's a social thing, a shared experience.
Exactly.
How do you recreate that in a world where everything is about delivery?
Right. And it's not just about recreating that experience. It's also about keeping things running smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole model is built on being fast and fresh. So how do they make sure that those same standards are being met?
Mm-hmm.
When they're dealing with a ton of online orders and all the logistics of delivery.
That's a tough one. It'll be really interesting to see how they figure it out. Can they embrace technology without messing up the things that make them so unique?
And are people in these new markets going to be willing to wait in those crazy long lines?
Yeah.
You know people who haven't grown up with In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Will they understand what all the hype is about?
Or will the brand kind of lose its magic a little bit as it becomes more and more available?
Yeah, it really makes you think about what makes a cult brand a cult brand. Is that exclusivity like a key ingredient? Can they really be a cult brand if they're everywhere?
I mean, think about it. When something is everywhere, it loses that specialness, that feeling that you're in the know. It's like the difference between finding this hidden gem of a restaurant versus going to some tourist trap. The hidden gem feels authentic and unique. But the tourist trap just feels mass-produced and commercial?
Right. So the question is, can't In-N-Out avoid becoming a tourist trap as they get bigger? The CNBC video even asked if In-N-Out would become just another Shake Shack.
Oh.
Can they hold on to that authenticity and quality? It'll be interesting to watch. They might have to be really strategic about how they expand. Maybe they'll stick to a slower rollout, like really carefully choosing locations and focusing on building up anticipation, instead of just trying to open restaurants everywhere all at once.
And what about the whole digital ordering thing? It seems like they're going to have to embrace online ordering and delivery at some point.
Yeah, probably.
But how do they do that without ruining that in-person experience?
Maybe they could do like a hybrid model.
Yeah.
Where you can order online for pickup. But if you dine in, it's still that same face-to-face interaction.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or maybe they could create their own delivery service. Something that really prioritizes quality and speed. So the food gets you tasting just as good as if you were at the restaurant.
Okay, so what does all this mean for you, the listener? Well, whether you're a diehard In-N-Out fan or you've never even seen one of their restaurants,
yeah.
Their story has some really interesting lessons.
Yeah, it shows how tricky it can be to grow. Can a company stay true to its values and keep that special something when it starts expanding and reaching more people? Or is there always going to be a trade-off between growth and authenticity?
In-N-Out has become so successful by focusing on quality consistency and treating their employees well. They've also been really careful about how they've built their brand. But now they're facing some new challenges as they start expanding. Will they be able to hold on to that core status as they become more accessible? Or will they become just another fast food chain? That's something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into In-N-Out Burger.